Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone, on this glorious day. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell, from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about your soul, how to unleash that amazing potential you have. And today, I'm so excited. We have such a powerful guest, Kathy McShane, who is going to talk with us about what makes entrepreneurs tick. But before we go any further, I have such exciting news too. This week we have, and Kathy McShane is one of the experts who talks on this summit, which is for free. We have a summit that's called Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You with 24 fascinating leaders who share their secrets for free. And I really want you to listen to these calls because your dream cannot die right inside of you. If you listen, you really learn how to stop playing small, stop feeling like I'm not ready, go for that dream or business you think is impossible, because following your own path, that isn't always easy. But if your life feels too small, there is a fascinating, amazing journey ahead of you. And I want you to feel what happens when you break through to new horizons you don't even know they're out there. They're 24 world's leading experts. It's called Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You. And you can join for free. It's www.unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou. Just go to that website, Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You, and experience how can you unleash that amazing potential of you. And let's not wait any longer, because I really want to dive in with Kathy. And Kathy is one of the experts here. So you have it all here. And Kathy is going to give you tips and tools if you're an entrepreneur, like what makes you tick. Well, let me talk a little bit about Kathy. Kathy is the managing director of Ladies Who Launch of the Southwestern Connecticut. Ladies Who Launch has the largest worldwide online and in-person community of female entrepreneurs. It was founded in 2003, and it has established a vibrant, growing, and trusting community that supports women entrepreneurs with both in- and person online tools as they pursue their entrepreneurial dreams. Kathy, welcome. There is so much to say about you, and your credentials fill pages, but I want to get to the scoop right away. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
That is so wonderful. Kathy, I ask all my guests, what happens when at some point you say goodbye to your old small self and you say hello to your soul? And basically, life changes after that. Can you relate to that? Has there been a moment in your life when that happened?
You know what? I have been fortunate in that I've had a number of those moments in my life. And what happens to people when you realize that there are things out there that are going to be much more fulfilling to you, and you're willing to take the risk, and what I describe is park the fear of what you're used to, the whole world opens up to you. And that cascades down to everybody that's involved in your life, and frankly attracts a number of other people who are not at that point in your life. And it's just amazing the journey that it can take you on. However, as you alluded to earlier, so many people have so many fears, and that's really what holds them back. And I have found that when they release those fears, they really become, the whole world becomes their oyster, and just so many opportunities and wonderful things open up to them.
And Kathy, has there been a moment in like your life when that happened?
Yes, actually, the first business that I started, I mean, as I said, when I had been in corporate life for a number of years and was always very entrepreneurial in the corporate world, and there were lots of opportunities that I really seized upon. However, when I started my first business, which was an advertising business, I just went into that with one thought in mind. And I said, there's so many other things that I can do here. And when I allowed myself to just go on the journey to think about the opportunities, it was just amazing to me. So one of the beautiful things that happened was when I had my first child, I had been a product development person, so I developed products for companies. And when I had this first child, I looked at him and I said, you know, he is the most perfect product I have ever developed. And I want to really be a part of his life. And I wanted to work. I frankly had to work. And I just had to allow myself to figure out a creative way to continue to be with him, continue to make money, and continue to feel vibrant. And when I started the agency, I started it with a very specific goal in mind, and that was balance and flexibility. And what I found happening was it was growing so quickly that I was losing the balance and the flexibility. And one day I just said, okay, what is the solution to this? Are you going to sit around really worrying about it, or are you going to just let your mind open up? And it just came to me one day, and I said, there are so many women just like me who want to work, who have to work, but want to be with children or elderly parents or pursue some passion that they have. So I started, and this is now 25 years ago, job sharing. And my women would come in 2.5 days a week, and then their job share partner would come in the other 2.5 days a week. And everybody told me, it will not work. You cannot work with HBO or Showtime or Chase Bank or MasterCard. They will never, ever, ever accept that type of a structure. Well, not only did they accept the structure, the company continued to grow, and I got an award from Bill Gates for innovation in the workplace. So the trick is to put the fears aside, and also often we have to stop listening to the naysayers. There are people in our lives, even, including our mothers, frankly, who will say, oh, my God, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. You've got a big job and you're secure. You really have to open up and you have to take some risks and say to yourself, it would be worse if I didn't take the risk. So that was a really a turning point for me, not only, but I was able to really affect so many other women's lives. And they would say to me, you've given me back my life. And what is better than that?
And what is it? You've given them back their life, Kathy. What did you actually do?
Well, you know, it's now it seems very simple. At the time, it really didn't. But what I did was I brought them into an environment where I allowed them to be I celebrated them for who they were. And many or most were mothers of young children who were extremely bright, extremely, extremely bright, who really, they were just sick of being what they described as beat up in the corporate world. They felt that if they had to leave at 5 o'clock to pick up a baby at daycare or a child at daycare, or they had to a sick child, that they were second-class citizens. And my feeling about all of that is, if you really pick people to work with you or be involved with you that are, frankly, smarter than I am, harder working in some respects than I am, and let them just go, you are going to get incredible results. And I believe that what I gave them was dignity. They didn't have to hide the fact that they had a sick child, or they didn't have to almost feel like they were sneaking out at 5 o'clock. I never did bed checks. I didn't really care when they got the work done, and unless, of course, we had a client meeting. But in general, they all got the work done. And so I believe, I gave them back dignity. I think the other thing that I gave them was their ability to look at themselves as a whole person. And none of us are linear. Some of us are moms, some of us are grandmoms, some of us are aunts.
I love that. I mean, I just want to stop with that, have everybody really feel that, because what you're saying, Kathy says, I gave them back that they're a whole person. You know, all of us, we are a whole person, and we are so much more than we think. And I just love to expand on that when we get back. We're almost heading to a break. So everybody, we're talking with Kathleen McShane from Ladies Who Launch in Southwestern Connecticut. She talks about what makes entrepreneurs tick. And for all of you who are listening, I really want you to go to www.unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou. It's a summit I've organized with 24 amazing experts to have you help live the life you really want, doing exactly what you love, making the money you really want with work that's so fulfilling it feels like play. They all are interviewed. They give their expert advice. Go, and Kathy is one of them. Go to Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You and sign up. It's for free and your life will change, I promise. Stay tuned with us. We're right back after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht, and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance on Transformation Talk Radio, and today we have our special guest, Kathy McShane. She's an amazing powerhouse talking about what makes entrepreneurs tick. Before we go any further, I'm going to repeat it over and over because I want you to join. It's a free summit I've organized with 24 fascinating leaders who are sharing their secrets for free. And Kathy McShane is one of them. And this is all about stop playing small, stop feeling not ready, go for that dream or life or business that you think is impossible. Because this is so fantastic. I interviewed these people when I was at a point in my life that there was a lot of turmoil. I mean, beloved ones, were going through crises, and I barely sometimes knew how to breathe. And I interviewed. The only thing I did, I have a big coaching practice and writing, and I let everything go. And I only focused on interviewing these 24 experts, and Kathy McShane is one of them. And I can tell you, it changed my life around. It absolutely put me back in my unstoppable power. And I want you to experience the same thing. It's for free. It's for 24 days. You get half-hour interviews from leading experts. And I'm just so thrilled about this. So I'm going to repeat this over and over. You can get that for free. Go to unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. Kathy McShane is one of them. Unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. And now I want to make sure everybody knows how to personally connect to Kathy. Kathy, can you tell people how they can connect to you personally?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is ladieswholaunch.com/southwestct. Or they can reach me via email at kmcshane@ladieswholaunch.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
I love that. Kathy, we were talking about, you know, what makes entrepreneurs tick. What is it? What makes them tick?
What makes them tick is, in my opinion, I mean, there are a number of things, but the first thing that comes to mind is curiosity. Entrepreneurs really, if you study them, which I have for many, many years, they have this just unstoppable, to use one of your words, curiosity. And they are always interested in new ideas, new ways to market, new ways to bring things to market, new products. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing is they have an ability to separate their business from themselves. We find that people who personalize too much really have difficulty in being successful. And entrepreneurs in general just know that fine line between the brand and themselves personally. And when they tend to get mixed up in all the emotional aspects of it, that is a very dangerous zone for them to be in.
What is that emotional dangerous zone, Kathy? Can you expand?
Yeah. Well, what I find is, I hate to say this, but it happens particularly with women. Women become very emotionally involved in their companies. And the good news about that is they can run companies in a different way than men does, in a more nurturing environment. The bad news about it is when there is bad news, or when things are not going the way they hope that they would go, they tend to take that in and say, oh, well, it's my fault. It's me. I haven't thought about stuff. And that's just not always the case. The case is often the market has changed. There's more competition. There's more noise in the market. And the trick is to be really able to step back and take a very analytical look at really what's happening, and don't personalize it. And what I say to women that I work with, and I actually got this from the editor-in-chief of Real Simple magazine, if you tend to be thin-skinned, then you have to figure out how to heal really, really, really quickly. Otherwise, you know what? You're just not going to be able to be a successful entrepreneur.
What is the big shift we have to go through?
The big shift is really to identify the company or the brand as a company. And it's fine to really be a part of that in terms of developing it and developing the values of that particular brand. But the shift is to be able to, after that process has been done, to really take and continue to take an analytical and clinical look at what's happening. You really have to shift from emotion to analytics. And that's a big shift for a lot of people.
Have you seen it happen? People shift?
I have seen it happen, yeah. I have seen it happen. And I will tell you, in working with the people that I work with, it's not easy for them. But if they don't do it, then they really are not going to succeed. One of the things that I find happens very, very often, again, particularly with female entrepreneurs, is they really have a hard time recognizing when they should walk away from a business concept, because they're so emotionally involved in it. They may have started it. For example, when I started my advertising agency, that was really quite emotional, but it was steeped really in a very practical way of living a life and running a business. However, I work with women who start businesses because of their children, as I did with my advertising agency. And as a result of that, they can't really look at the business. They think about it, well, I started this because of my children, or the inspiration was my children, or the inspiration was a partner, either a life partner or a husband who was so instrumental in this, perhaps somebody who had cancer. So somebody starts a 501(c) to raise money for cancer research, but it's just not working. And that is a very, very difficult thing to encourage people. And I never say to them, walk away from it. My question usually to them is, have you ever thought about either letting that go, or, bundling it differently, reframing it, or just, simply saying it's not working? That's a very difficult thing.
Yeah, that leap of faith is hard, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a leap of faith, but it's also... The idea began because of a very emotional situation in their life at the time. And you know what? That could have been 5 months ago. It could have been 5 years ago. But people really have to realize that the world changes, the market changes, the needs of the market change. And frankly, you as a person change. And all of those things have to be incorporated into your moving ahead. And, the other thing, just as I said that, moving ahead, I find to use your term again, what is the shift? The shift is really when people recognize that it is moving ahead. It's not giving up.
Yeah. And that's that's where it's so empowering, you know, to hear you speak about that. It's really not giving up. There is no giving up, and nobody, you know, I've seen it in my life where, you know, the moments when you think you're stuck, you know, that's when you can tap into the power of your soul, because that's that unstoppable part that's always there. And mm-hmm. and we bury it under obligations, or we think we have to do it a certain way. And I guess women are specifically very sensitive for that. Kathy, say again, how can people connect with you?
My website is ladieswholaunch.com /southwestct, or my email is kmcshane@ladieswholaunch.com.
You know what's so great, and we have you know, we're here on the East Coast, and we have all these people, and you know, now you're so close, so it's easy to connect with you. And all of you, as you're listening, this is Kathy McShane. She's one of the 24 leading experts who are part of this free telesummit, Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You. I know you have that in you. I know all of you, you do want to live the life you really want. You do want to do exactly what you love. You do want to do the work that makes money and that it's fulfilling too, that it's, you know, almost feels like play. I have organized this summit. It's for free with 24 leaders who will give you advice. You can get that. Go to www.unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou, and I want you to get this. And there you can also know how to get even more of Kathy McShane. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
4.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio. And to know today, we have our special guest, Kathy McShane. She's an expert on what makes the entrepreneurs tick. But Kathy, before we go any further, please give the people your name and your email address or your website. How can they connect?
Kathy McShane. The website is ladieswholaunch.com/southwestct. My email is kmcshane@ladieswholaunch.com, and I would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to connect to anyone, you know, call Kathy, connect to Kathy. And Kathy is also one of the leading experts on the free summit I've organized, Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You, where you're going to learn, you know, what it takes to unleash that power, to move from being stuck to unstoppable. And it changed my life around completely. And I can't tell that enough. You can sign up for free. You can go to unleash the unstoppable power of you.com. And it's just amazing. It's all for free. Kathy is one of them. Kathy, to talk about being unstoppable, I mean, when you're an entrepreneur, I mean, do people have that sense of being unstoppable?
They do, but to be perfectly transparent, I would say most entrepreneurs are scared.
Yeah.
However, they're willing to look that fear in the face, and they don't let the fears hold them back. They actually use those fears to fuel their success. So for the most part, they do think they're unstoppable, but going into it, they are scared. Many of them are changing careers. Many of them are starting new businesses. Many of them are going into areas that are, you know, uncharted waters. And again, to get back to that curiosity factor, the curiosity is just what drives them. They're just, I mean, I describe myself as nosy. I describe my clients as curious. But, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling to say, oh, my heavens, what if we did this? Let's take a peek at this. What do we think about this? What happens if we do this? So take that fear and flip it around and use it really to drive what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, and I can understand people are listening and they're like wondering, like, do I have it in me to be an entrepreneur and give up, you know, kind of the so-called secure life and dive in?
Well, that's a very good question. And I was just talking to somebody last night about that. I do not believe that everybody is cut out to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I think it's really important very early on in the process to recognize whether or not you are at the core or in your DNA, an entrepreneur. And, you know, there are ways to do that. You know, you can talk to people like me. You can talk to other business coaches, I'm sure, like yourself. But it's important to really take a hard look. And, again, I get back to that analytical and clinical, unemotional look. I also recommend to people that if they think that there's something that they really want to do, that they keep their day job and they become what we describe as side launchers. So they, you know, they kind of try it out before they take that big leap from leaving the corporate world and, you know, leaving everything else behind. So there are a group of people that we call side launchers. And it's a great way for them to test whether or not they have, frankly, the stomach to do it.
Right, right. Because then when you take that leap, say, you know, you start your own business, I believe, you know, you will always, even though we have that unstoppable power, come across like obstacles, right?
Yeah. And you have to be cut out for those.
You know, and
you have to recognize when they're obstacles and when they're challenges.
Yeah.
And really when they are the wrong ideas. And, you know, we find that there are a lot of people who are very persistent in pursuing the wrong ideas.
And you have a nose for the wrong ideas, right?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I think you have like a nose for the wrong ideas when you talk with people and coach.
Yeah, I do because I've been doing this for so long. However,
yeah,
we have to always be careful that we're not bringing our own biases in terms of what we do. But what I do find is those successful entrepreneurs, they're great at finding ways to test various strategies, various products, various services, and they know when they've hit the right note, but they also know when they're just what I describe as pushing water up a hill, and they're not embarrassed to say, you know what, I tried this, it didn't work, and I'm going to walk away from it and try something else.
Yeah, yeah. Kathy, what would you say is like, if people are listening, you know, I try to imagine myself sitting in my car or at my home and listening to this and thinking, you know, what would be like the first step? Say, I bet there's plenty of people out there that want to, you know, have ideas. Mm-hmm. They want to start something or do something. What is like the best first step, would you say?
Yeah, the best first step is to really find somebody to work with that can help you or the person fine-tune what that idea is. I often have people who come to me with these very elaborate business plans, and if I can't identify in the first page, in the first two or three sentences, what the idea is and why I should buy that idea, that business plan is a really bad idea. So the first step is to really go and find somebody who can really help you work through the process of identifying what the idea, really identifying what the market is. We find that many entrepreneurs really have not keyed in on what the, you know, what the ideal candidate is or who the ideal candidate is for their business. And then, you know, talk with them about really what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I tend to be very transparent in terms of saying, you know, it's not always a walk in the park. And, you know, when I first started my business, I had a secretary who made my hairdressing appointments, did my massages for me. And when I first started my own business and I came out, I put a letter into my outbox. And I came back a week later, that letter was still sitting there. So, you know, it didn't occur to me that, you know what, I'm the person who's going to have to mail that letter. I mean, we do less with letters now, but that was a point to me that really stuck with me. I find people coming out of the corporate world really have to get their expectations in check. And by that, I mean, they're so used to having a support group around them. If they need to do research or they need to talk to a compliance officer or they need, you know, to get an agency to help them execute ideas, there's always a group around to help them. And they're now going to have to put that group together. And are they good at that? Are they good at delegating? Are they willing to invest in the right areas in the business or in the development? So there are a lot of questions that should be answered. And my feeling is it's better to work those through early on than later on.
What is our biggest excuse that stops us?
The biggest excuse, I mean, there are a number of them. It all, in my opinion, it all really gets down to fear. I mean, you hear people say, I don't have enough capital. You know, I'm not connected. I'm not creative enough. I'm not smart enough. I mean, we could go on for hours talking about those things that people offer up about not pursuing what they want to pursue. At the end of the day, it's really about fear. And a lot of the fear, frankly, gets down to this concept of being embarrassed if you fail. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Failing always takes you somewhere else. And, you know, as we talked about a little earlier, to me it's not failure. To me it's recognition.
Well, we must. Right. You know, I wrote the other day a blog because I'm from Holland, and, you know, I'm sure everybody can hear that. I was in Holland and looking at everybody who was on a bike. And I thought back and I thought, you know, it all began with a dream. One day when I was a toddler, I dreamed of riding a bike. And then, you know, I got my first bike on my birthday. And, you know, I had the training wheels. And I know as little toddlers, we all have that dream, like one day we're free in the world and we can ride our own bike without the training wheels. And why does that dream come true for all of us? That dream comes true, and it's no different with that dream or any other dream. It came true for all of us because the moment we took off the training wheels, we were so wobbly, and our parents ran behind the bikes. And if you have kids, you can clearly remember that. And you kept cheering them on, and for so many times you failed and you dropped on the floor, and it was you know, you fail, but you get up and go. And I'm looking at the time now. We have to, I want to expand on this, but we're heading for a break, Kathy. So Okay. Everybody stay tuned. We talk about how to get on with your dream. We have Kathy McShane from Ladies Who Launch in Southwestern Connecticut. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have an amazing show today. What Makes Entrepreneurs Tick with Kathy McShane. Kathy, if people want to connect to you, can you please give your website and information?
Yep. It's kmcshane at ladieswholaunch.com. That's my email address. My website is ladieswholaunch.com/southwestct. And if you do go to the website, you'll see a lot of our women featured there and see some of the fascinating businesses that they've developed.
That's great, Kathy. That's everybody. Say the website again, Kathy.
ladieswholaunch.com/southwestct.
You all want to launch yourself, listeners. And another great way, and Kathy is an expert in this, Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You Taylor Summit. I have interviewed 24 experts that have turned my life around at a moment that, you know, there was so much turmoil and, you know, I had no idea how to move forward anymore. Because I could barely stand up straight. I interviewed these 24 experts and it really changed everything. It connected me back to my unstoppable power. This is a telesummit that I have set up to really launch you in that big game you want to play. It's for free. It's going on now. You can sign up right away and get started every day for 24 days. You'll hear 24 experts each half hour a day. Kathy McShane is one of them. To learn you know, what does it take to live the life you want? What to do what you love? How to make that money? And do the work that feels like play. You know, you want that out of the park ball hit. So you can sign up at unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. That website is unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. Now, we're going to dive right in with Kathy again. Kathy, what are the nuts and bolts of, you know, making the heart of an entrepreneur tick?
The nuts and bolts are, you know, we talked a lot about working with somebody who can really help you articulate what your idea is, figure out who the market is, and start writing business plans and marketing plans to achieve your success in the market. But there are a couple of just little nuts and bolts that I feel are so critical to people who are entrepreneurs. And the first that comes to mind is don't allow yourself to be so solitary that your creative juices stop flowing. I find particularly solopreneurs really end up working on the business and they forget about everything else that's out there. So it's really important to find like-minded people who could almost end up being your unofficial board of directors. And there are mastermind groups out there. I run brown bag lunches where people can come in and we brainstorm or ideate ideas. And we have masterminds, which are really all about accountability. So you have a group of people, you meet once a month, and you make sure that you're on target. And it's amazing to me because I teach at NYU, and just as if I tell my students they have to have a paper in at 12 o'clock on Monday, I assure you it comes in at 12 o'clock on Monday. Most do not come in before that. And I find with the accountability, many things probably get done just before our next meeting. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I believe that being alone is a really, really dangerous thing. So get out there, network, join groups that are really good, not just a waste of time. And, you know, look into mastermind groups. They're unbelievably, unbelievably powerful. The other thing is I find people tend to cheap out. And by that I mean, you know, they'll hire somebody to do a web design, you know, at $265. You know, it doesn't reflect who their brand is or what they're trying to do. The functionality is really bad. Don't do that. Really look at those areas that are going to have the greatest impact on the success of your business and make sure that you invest in those. I also really believe that once you launch a business or even in the process of launching, it's important. And, you know, you're talking about this telesummit that you're doing. People have to invest time in getting involved in things like that because otherwise, you know what, we become really, really stale really, really quickly. There is a modern way to do business, and that changes by the nanosecond. So we have to be out there. We have to continue to be current. We have to really see what's happening in the marketplace. And when people give you bad news, like, you know what, this product really is a terrible product, don't be emotional about that. Take a look at it. If you're hearing that a lot, then you've got to figure out what to do to make it better.
Yeah, I mean, and you're so passionate about this. What is the best tip you can, you know, like the best tip you can give right now?
Well, the best tip that I would give right now is to really find people that you can surround yourself with that are going to make this happen for you or is going to help you make it happen. And when you have that fear and you're almost like, oh my God, I think I'm going to be sick this morning, park that, recognize it, look it straight in the face and say, okay, I'm going to just flip you right around right now and make this all about being positive. And just go for it, because I think there's much more to lose by not trying and looking back and saying, oh my heavens, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish.
I love that. You know, but I'm going to tell you also that talk with positive people, because the thing is, when you make outrageous choices, a lot of people might not understand. When we left, and some of you know my story, I lived in Holland and we were just on top of the wave. I had given birth to 5 kids in 8.5 years time. I had launched my own business and I had like waiting lists for 3 months. My husband had launched his business, and after 10 years, we're like, you know, really on top of that wave. And then one day I heard the voice of my soul say, it's time to leave. And I'm like, you're kidding me. What do you want? And my soul said, moving to America. And honestly, everybody said, you must be out of your mind. And yes, I agreed. That's totally, I was totally out of my mind. I was in my heart listening to the voice of my soul. And that's the way to go. I mean, that's my take on it. If you want to have like an extraordinary life and leave the mediocre couch behind you, you know, you you get on that bike, take off the training wheels, and it's wobbly and you fail, but that's it. But Kathy, I see we're at the end of our time. All of you, you know, go visit the website. Kathy, say it one more time.
ladieswholaunch.com/southwestct.
Okay, well, thank you all so much. Tune in next week for another amazing show. This was Saskia, and I can't wait to see you unleash that unstoppable power of you. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.